Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Your mercies new unto us every morning. Ha! Great, Lord, indeed, is your faithfulness. Lord, we love you on this morning. Lord, we just thank you. And we praise your name. Lamentation 3 and 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, even to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, let us hope and wait for the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning and good afternoon and welcome again, everyone. We're going to just do praise and worship. Let's bring a lesson today. I'll push that out to tomorrow. The Spirit of God is moving for worship and praise right now. Ha! Glory to God. And you know, we cannot do enough of praising and worshiping the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you this morning. We thank you. We give you honor and praise. We say, thine is the greatness and the kingdom, O Lord. Hallelujah. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine and anywhere else. And thou, rulest and reignest over all. Both riches and honor come from you, O Lord. And thou art exalted, even as head above all. And you reign. Hallelujah. In thy hand is power. In thy hand is might. In thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. We thank you, Lord, this morning for all of your goodness. And we join the hosts of heaven to say that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Even this morning as we exalt and praise the Lord together. Let us praise him together, even on here, for he is well deserving of our praises. Hallelujah. And as always, Lord, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Therefore, we rejoice in that light. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we honor you and praise you, Lord, this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. The psalmist says that we shall be abundantly satisfied with the goodness of the Lord's house. Thy mercy, O Lord, he said, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Well, let me read that again. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, we, the children of God, do put our trust under the shadow of thy wings. We shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make us drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we shall see light. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, even unto us, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. You know, there is a song from old times that we used to sing like that. You know, talks about, you know, the mercy of the Lord, you know, the abundant goodness and so forth. Therefore, the children of men, therefore the children of men put their trust, therefore they put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. We shall be abundantly satisfied. We shall be abundantly satisfied. We shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make us drink of the river of thy pleasures. And thou shalt make us drink of the river of thy pleasures. Oh, continue thy loving kindness. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and to all the upright in heart. Hallelujah. You know, I don't think I've heard that song or sang that song for decades, but it's something about singing and songs. They just stay with you. And there's something that is etched in our spirits about songs of praise. I mean, you may not hear a song for decades, and all of a sudden you start to sing it, or someone starts to sing it and you start to hum along. It's such a beautiful thing. You know, that's because those are the very elements that God created for us to praise him with. Praise the Lord, the beauty of holiness. The psalmist said, praise him with a timbrel and even dance. You know, praise him with a high sounding instrument, the cymbals of praise. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You know, and, you know, everything, the Lord, even Lucifer, you know, the anointed cherub that covereth, it was created with music inside of him, you know, and the Lord wanted him to praise and worship the Lord. And he did it for a while until pride and iniquity got inside of him. And we must praise the Lord. We must praise the Lord continually. There is something about praising the Lord. And, you know, like I said, I was going to bring a lesson today, but there's always another day to do that. Today, I want to just praise the Lord. I want us to just praise the Lord. You know, someone once said in this room that, you know, while you are waiting for the door to open, remain in the corridor of praise. And I love that saying, you know, just while you are still knocking on the door, in fact, your praises will be your knocking. Glory to God. You knock on that door in that corridor while you're waiting for it to be opened. You keep on knocking with your praise. Glory to God. And you know, there are so many examples in this Bible of how people learned to praise the Lord and use their praises. Even the beings that are in heaven, the cherubims, the seraphims, the 24 elders, the angels and everything, they cease not even night and day to say, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." You know, I mean, they're always praising the Lord. And you know, if you learn how to praise the Lord, you know, your atmosphere will shift. Let me read a story to you here this morning. We just go in this direction with the flow of the Lord. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, we see, you know, how the Lord, he showed his worship and the effect, you know, that it brings and how it causes an atmosphere shift. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one of them had 6 wings, and with 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of the whole earth," he said, and they said, "is full of his glory." Ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you right away that these creatures, because of being in worship all the time, you know, they are immune to all the evil that is going on, you know. That's all they saw was the glory of God, the earth. The whole earth, if you really look at it, the whole earth is not exactly full of his glory. There's all kinds of evil going on. But the worship, a state of constant worship, you know, causes an atmosphere shift for you. You are removed and detached from all of the evil that's going on, and all you see is his goodness. Praise the Lord. As you always say, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts is," you know, "is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." I wonder why they're saying the whole earth is full of his glory when there's so much wickedness upon the earth. You know, well, because by praising the Lord constantly, you know, they are focused upon the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's a lesson for us, you know, in our journey in life. If we can learn to incorporate the high praises of God every day into every situation that we are in, you might also find that, you know, you actually have rest and peace, and that's all you can see. Praise God. In Zechariah chapter 1, you know, the Lord showed this man, this prophet, also this vision. And he saw a man that stood among the myrtle trees, you know, and he said, "Well, who are these?" And he's asking a question. He saw some, you know, horses, red, you know, he saw speckled and white, and he was just seeing these motions and so forth. And he saw a man riding upon a red horse and all that. And he asked and said, "Well, you know, who are these?" And he said to him, "Well, you know, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth." You know, and listen to their report. You know, they answered the angel of the Lord and said, "We have walked to and fro." Now, these are God's patrollers and alerters and his holy watchers. And they are going and they are watching and they are coming and reporting. And, you know, but they are in a zone, a different zone. You know, you could be in that zone too. He said, "We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest." Well, I guarantee you, the whole earth is not sitting still, and the whole earth is not at rest. But this is what they saw. Hallelujah. You know, because they are in a different dimension. And you know, we've been talking about, you know, rest and peace and so forth. Throughout that last month, we were talking about it. And as we enter into this month, we began to talk about it as well. You know, but I want to tell you today that by praising the Lord and by living a life of constant worship is how you actually begin to see that rest and begin to see that quietness. You know, these people, that's what they saw. I mean, these, you know, creatures, they went back and forth, you know, and all through, and that's all they saw. Well, they could have chosen to report the violence because there was a lot of violence and bloodshed and various things and so forth. But in their zone, they said, well, we see that all is well. Well, what do you see for yourself? What do you see for your families? If you are a head of family, you know, like, you know, you're the man, you have a wife, you have children, or you're a mother, you're a single mother, you have kids, you're still the head of that family, you know. And, you know, in the natural, I mean, we know Christ is the head of everything. But, you know, naturally speaking, you know, you're the one that has responsibility over, you know, those members of the family, the little ones, your wife, your children, and so forth. But what do you see? What do you see when you come before the Lord to present them before the Lord? What do you see? You know, do you see trouble? Do you see violence? Do you see wickedness? Or do you see that their life is filled with glory? Hallelujah. You can declare whatever you want over your children. You can declare that I look at my children and I see that all is well. Yeah, they are at rest and they are still. Hallelujah. And they are at rest. And there's something about sitting still also and being at rest. You know, there is something about that. We have read many stories in the Bible. Even we read as we were doing the Exodus series, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, there's something about that, you know, about being still before the Lord, you know, and this is where the presence of the Lord comes in. And that is where the goodness of the Lord is made manifest in our lives. We got to learn, enter into that place of stillness and rest. Praise the Lord. And we want to do some of that on here this morning. Sometimes you have to detach yourselves. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 and verse 10. I will be exalted among the hidden and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Well, you cannot know God in all his attributes until you are still. Praise God. Be still and know that I am God. These ones, they went back and forth and said, we've checked it out. You know, the earth is still. Well, you know. That's what they chose to see. That's what they chose to report. And I guarantee you, the angel of his presence that has the charge over you is reporting to the Lord that it is well with you. Hallelujah. Let's cooperate with that declaration that it is indeed well with us. Hallelujah. It is well with you. Everything is still and quiet. Let's make that declaration as we praise the Lord. That's what we want to know. Keep silence before me, O islands, Isaiah 41. And let the people renew their strength. See, that's how you do it. In Isaiah 41 and verse 1. When you keep silent, when you come in the stillness, in the worship and in the praises of the Lord, that's how you renew your strength. Glory to God. You know, let them come near, speak, and so forth like that. You know, that's how you enter into that place of rest. Be silent before me, saith the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Keep silent before me, O isles. You know, and why? You know, there's a lot of things that try to take that stillness and that quietness from us. The hustle, the bustle. And, everything that's going on. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we got to, you know, block those things out. You know, we got to learn to block them out. You know, even in our minds, you know, there's just so much going on. And, You know, sometimes you have to just detach yourselves. I mean, Jesus, he was a master at doing it. You know, long before day, he would be up in the mount somewhere, you know, just detach himself from all of that. And he'd just be, you know, communing with God. And the disciples would wake up and look for him and so on. And one time he said unto them in Mark chapter 6 and verse 31, he said, come ye yourselves apart, you know, detach yourselves from the people to a desert place and rest for a while. He's always trying to show them how to do it. You know, for there were many coming and going, see, and they had no leisure so much as to even eat. You know, we've talked about this. Some people are just constantly, especially people in ministry, you know, for the Lord. I mean, you are constantly doing, you're preaching, you are in Bible study, you are in prayer meeting, you are, you know, on the street evangelizing, you are doing this, you are doing that, you know, sometimes not even so much leisure as to even eat. Well, your body's going to break down, like, you know, soon if you don't take care of it, you know. But then also, you know, the way to renew your strength, according to Isaiah 41 and verse 1, is to come back. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, come back and just wait upon the Lord. Get away sometimes from it all. And then it doesn't have to be, you know, a 3-day getaway all the time. It can just be a few minutes getaway from it all. You know, you just get away and you learn how to do it and just detach yourselves. You know, so I'm going to read from Isaiah 40 and then I'll go into Isaiah 41 so that you can see the continuity. And this is the way that Isaiah put it. And we all know these particular scriptures, but let's read, you know, the last part of Isaiah 40 and the first part of Isaiah 41 together so we can get the whole picture, you know. So, you know, let's read it from verse 29 of Isaiah 40. The Lord giveth power. See, in fact, let's start from verse 28. That's a good one. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? Have you not heard that? Haven't you known that the Lord is never weary? You know, sometimes people think that the Lord gets tired, you know, and so, you know, even traditionally they taught us the Lord got tired on the seventh day. And that's why he rested. The scripture right here says the Lord never gets tired. He never, you know, gets weary. He's the Lord. You know, he can't be tired. He cannot be weary. He's, you know, omnipotent, you know. He rested because, and I've taught it in this room. If you've never heard it, you're hearing it this morning. The Lord rested from his works, not because he was tired, but because he was done. Hallelujah. There's nothing else to do. So finished. Come to a halt is the verb that is used there. Come to a halt. So the Lord physically does not get weary. Physically, he does not get tired. Hallelujah. It says right here. There is no searching of his understanding. He gave a power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Well, are you faint and are you weary this morning? You know, sometimes, you know, long hope wearies the heart. You wait, and you become weary, you know, and so forth. Well, the Lord will give you strength. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect even in weakness, he told Paul. You know, so this is an hour of exhortation for you to lean upon the Lord. And he will increase your strength. But let's see how to do it. He said, look, he will give power to the faint. He will give might even to those, and give them strength, even those that have no might. He will, you know, increase their strength. And he makes comparison. You know, young people, they are usually vibrant and full of energy and so forth. But he's going to make a comparison here. He said, even the youths, we know that age is on their side, strength is on their side, energy is on their side, and so on and so forth. But even the youths shall faint and be weary. You know, now, you know, we expect old men to be faint, you know, weary and all of that. But he said that even the youth can get faint and get weary. However, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. The way to renew our strength is to wait upon the Lord. What do we do while we're waiting upon the Lord? Well, there's many ways that you can interpret that, but all of us have been to restaurants and we've seen how, you know, the waiters wait on us and so forth. You know, they come and say, and they got the, you know, if you go to the more classy restaurants, you know, they got the little white napkin, you know, folded over their arms like that, you know, and they're saying, well, you know, what else can I get you? Is everything okay? You know, is everything going well? You know, your dinner is good, tasting good. Can I get you something else? You know, and, you know, they're just waiting for you, waiting upon you to say something so that they can go get it. Well, when we're waiting in the presence of the Lord, waiting for him, waiting to hear what he will say, praise the Lord. You know, he said, look, when you wait, when you are still before him like that, that's when you renew your strength. And when you renew your strength, this is the capacity that you will build, the capacity to mount up with wings as eagles, the capacity to run and not be weary, the capacity to walk and not faint. This is the capacity you start building. But next time you read this Isaiah 40, instead of stopping right here at the end of it, read the next verse. You know, sometimes the people that divided up this Bible did not do it, you know, great justice. You know, this next verse, Isaiah 41 verse 1, is really part of that, you know, because he's saying it, talking about waiting on the Lord, talking about keeping silence. So you got to read that next verse as well. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. That's how you do it. You know, you say, well, that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, this verse will tell you how to wait on the Lord and how to do it. You be silent, be still, and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Let's hear what the Lord will say. What is the Lord going to say? Well, when you are in that moment and when you are in that place, I'm going to tell you what the Lord is going to say. And here's something that the Lord is saying to you this morning. As you are in that place, just a place of rest. Psalm 85 and verse 8 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. What will he speak? I mean, what is the Lord going to speak? You can't hear what the Lord is going to speak when you're running around and so forth. And, you know, you got to cut out all this noise. You know, there's a lot of things that are noise. Gotta cut that. Be silent before me. Be still in the worship. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. You know, just let your spirit calm down before him. For the Lord will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. That's what the Lord is speaking to you today. Peace. Hallelujah. To his people. But he commands us to not return again to folly. The foolishness of trying to do things by ourselves. The foolishness of trying to lean on our own understanding. The foolishness of trying to, you know, arrange and help God's promise. That's not going to work. You know, going unto my maid, because I'm all too old now, you know, and this promise is taking too long, you know, and, you know, just going unto my maid and maybe I'll have children by her, you know, and so on. Well, that's not what God said, and that will never work. And it didn't work till today, and it still hasn't worked. And all the enmity today between Israel and the Ishmaelites and all the Arabs and so on and so forth, you know, from that one major blunder, you know, and I just stayed right there with the promise of God. You know, stay right with it no matter how long it takes. Don't try to help God. God said, I am God. I created and stretched for the heavens alone. You know, I founded the earth by myself. I didn't need any help then. Neither do I need any help now. You just be still and see my salvation. Be quiet. Be silent before me, O house. See, this is how you get the rest. And he said, look, the Lord will speak peace and rest unto his saints. But let them not return again unto folly. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your understanding. Folly is when we lean to our own understanding. Thinking that, you know, we can help God and figure it out. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything. You do stuff. When the Lord, you know, moves upon you. And David, he said, shall I go up? And the Lord said, go up. Another time he said, shall I go up? The Lord said, no. You know, stay right here until you see the moving on top of the mulberry trees. You know, so, you know, but again, Jesus taught us to ask, you know, meaning ask, seek, and knock. You know, so that doesn't mean that you just sit down and do nothing. But you do it in the spirit of the Lord. If you're looking for a job, you can't just sit down at home. So we got to balance this thing. Let's say you're looking for a job. You can't just say, well, you know, I'm told to just sit and wait before the Lord. And then you just sit there and wait before the Lord. And you don't do anything. You don't apply for any jobs. Well, that's not how it works. You know, you wait for the moving of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And he will show you. And when he shows you, you got to move. That's right. You got to ask in prayer. That's when you are waiting before him. And then you got to seek. Seek means you're actually actively looking. You got to be actively looking. And you got to knock on a few doors, you know. And well, while you're knocking also, you could be using your praises to knock. You got to go down and fill out some application. You got to go online. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to attend some interviews and so forth. But at the same time, you're also knocking on the doors of heaven with your praises. Praise is what gets you before the King. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100. Come into his courts with praise. This is how you do it. Now, in my culture, you know, where I grew up from, and we have what we call, you know, kings and royalty and different things and so forth, you know, and when you come before the King, you know, I mean, nobody even dares, you know, come before the King just empty handed. You know, they bring an entourage. They just, you know, be singing the praises of the King and say all kinds of things. I mean, this is just, you know, earthly things. How much more the Lord, you know, hallelujah. Come before his presence with singing. Psalm 100, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come before his presence with singing. You know, this is how you do it. And verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You know, that's how you come before him. You know, and so when you're knocking, you know, you use your praises. And yet, but then at the same time, you have to drop back down and listen to what he's saying. You know, sometimes even when we pray, we don't listen. We just say all the things that we want to say to the Lord and then we run off. That's a one-way conversation. You know, that's not really, you know, that's not really talking with God. That's just talking to God. You know, we need to talk with him, you know, speak with you, you know, even face to face. The Bible said the Lord spoke with Moses face to face as a man speaketh with his friend. You know, speaking with means you say and he says, you listen and they listen. So when we bring our petitions to the Lord, I will wait to hear what the Lord will speak. So you wait and see what he says. And then, you know, when he says, he said, look, the Lord will speak peace to his people, but let them not return again to folly. Don't think you can do it by yourself. You know, the Lord, he will bring the rest that he has promised. Praise God. Surely, he says in verse 9 of Psalm 85, returning to that, surely his salvation is nigh unto them that fear him, that glory, ha, may dwell in our land. You know, that's how you do it. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. That's what we want, you know, be in the way of his steps. Where he leads, I will follow. You know, but first, you rest in his love and rest in his presence and just worship and love on him. And you do that in quietness. And you begin to, you know, your vision of things will begin to change. Instead of briars, I mean, instead of all these things and thorns and so forth, you begin to see the roses rather than see the thorns. I mean, some people, that's all they see, you know, is the thorns. They don't see the roses. Well, you know, when you learn how to say holy, 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 and you're just in his presence, the scripture shows us that you begin to see the roses. Say, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That's when you come out of his presence. After being in his presence, and you go out with joy, you're led forth with peace. Instead of the thorn, what you now see, there's an atmosphere shift. Isaiah 55 and 13. There's an atmosphere shift. Instead of seeing thorns and so forth, you begin to see roses. Hallelujah. Instead of seeing the bramble bush, you begin to see the myrtle tree. You begin to see the goodness of the Lord and so on and so forth. And the Lord will establish his glory upon us. So let's walk in worship. And when Jesus said, look, the hour is come and now is. You know, that the true worshipers of God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, for God seeketh such to worship him. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we talked about worship in this room as a way of life. But then there is also an art of worship. You know, while we just stay still in his presence, you know, and you just bring yourself to adore him. Praise the Lord. And you know, there is an element of that also that helps you to mature into what the Lord is. Praise God. I'm going to read this one verse, then we're going to go into worship. In the book of 1 John, you know, chapter 3, let's read from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knew us not. Well, we're sons of God. The world knew him not. They knew us not as well, because they also knew him not. Beloved, he said, now are we the sons of God. Not that we are going to be, we already are. Now it does not yet quite appear what we shall be. See, we know we already are, but we've not yet come into that mature state. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Well, when the Lord appears, while you are in that state of silence and worship, what he reveals, the attributes that he unveils of himself, and what you adore in him is what you can become. You know, that's one way of interpreting this. You know, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, how is seeing him as he is going to make you be like him? Well, because what you see in him, what you adore in him in the moments of worship, those are the attributes that he can impart into your life. Glory to God. So let's learn, come before him. And again, well, there is still the eventual appearing of the Lord when he comes for his church. That's there too. You know, when he comes, that's there. And he says, when you, anyone that has this hope in himself should purify himself, even as he is pure. But the daily, the Lord can appear unto us daily. Anytime he appears to you in a moment of worship, what you see in him, what you adore in him is what you can become of him. Yeah, be like him. Praise God. Now, today we want to worship him. We want to learn to be silent before him. Silent, silence out all the noises and different things. The voices, you know, the scripture says there are many kinds of voices, you know, but none of them is without signification. There's a noise of fear, a voice of fear, a voice of doubt, a voice of unbelief, you know, all of these voices, they are there, you know, the voices are there, you know. Many kinds of voices. And the one of the most subtle ones is the voice of reason. Just try to reason things. You know, well, I'm too old now. I can't bring forth a child like the Lord promised. Go unto my maid. You know, the voice of reason, you know, is there. You can try to reason things out. You know, God doesn't walk by reason. God's word is his word. He calls things that are not as though they already are. There's no reasoning about it. He already seen it. He calls it out. But if we allow reason, you know, to cloud our minds, and we begin to reason why things are not, you know, why didn't your prayer get answered? You begin to reason this thing. Who said it wasn't answered? You know, it just hasn't been answered yet. You know, I mean, how do you know it's not answered? And we begin to reason things and the devil begins to bring all this. Well, look, we need to get rid of these voices so that we can have a time of worship before the Lord. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and verse 10, we're told that there's many kinds of voices in this world, you know, and all these voices, so we need to know how to tune out of them or tune them out of our minds so that we can be silent before the Lord and praise him. Well, let's do some time of worship and some time of praise today. Now, Psalmist said, if I would recount all of his goodness, there are more that can be reckoned, you know, together in the time that I have. If I had 1,000 tongues, he said, well, you know, I couldn't still do justice to it. Well, do justice to it by the ones you remember. You know, let's not hide behind you. Well, I can't remember. Well, you should. The Lord, you know, done many things, you know, that we can remember, you know, and do what you can. What do you remember? The Holy Spirit, if we make a practice of praising him for what he has already done, Holy Spirit will bring it even more, you know, to your remembrance. He will do it too. Praise the Lord. So today, cast our minds back as we count his blessings and just praise him. Psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord, you know, and he inclined his voice. I mean, he inclined his ear unto my cry. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you and we give you honor and praise. Lord, even now, teach us, Lord, grant us stillness. You know, everything that we get from God is because he granted it to us. Grant us this understanding to be still in order for us to know all of the attributes of God. Grant us understanding, Lord, to be still in order for us to renew our strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He said he brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Out of the miry clay like quicksand and all of that. He brought me out. Set my feet upon a rock. And established my goings. And I put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Huh. Glory to God. And he said, many, O Lord, Psalm 40 and verse 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Well, or reckon up whichever one you remember. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more that can be numbered. Well, number the ones that you remember. Praise the Lord. So let's praise him this morning. Let's worship him for his goodness. When you enter into his praise, he has a way of changing your perspective. Hallelujah. It'll bring an atmosphere shift. You begin to see that the earth is full of, instead of violence and all the evil, you begin to see rest and peace. You begin to see the glory of the Lord. As you begin to praise the Lord, it will shift what you see. Amen. Now, let the glory of God be upon you in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. He said that for you already. Praise God. So arise and shine. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 60, glory of the Lord is upon you. Now, unto him that is able to establish his glory upon you. Hallelujah. Unto him that is able to cause your head to be lifted up and be your glory. Unto him that is able to cause the hands that hang down to be lifted up, and all the, and give strength to the feeble knees and heal even the lame feet. Unto him be praise and glory, both now and forever, in our lives and in the church, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.